Blog Talk Radio.
A good evening, everyone. Thank you for dialing in to NDO Kingdom Christian Radio on this evening. This is Pastor Gloria Patterson, and you're now listening to the Word. Hallelujah. And I know that God definitely have a word for us on tonight. He have a word. He have a word. He have a word. He have a word of deliverance on tonight. I just hear God saying that, you know, he needs to release his deliverance power. It's inside of you. He told me to tell you that the deliverance power lies within you. The deliverance power is going to determine what your next move is going to determine your deliverance, God said. It's going to determine your deliverance. The deliverance is inside you. This is what God is saying. And we're going to go and we're going to get into the Word, and we're going to see what God has to say. I want you guys to know that the demonic realm is very real. The demonic realm seems to be destroying a lot of God's people when he said he's given us power over every power of the enemy. But the thing is that we have to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost that destroys Satan works, that destroys the powers of Satan over our life. So we want to enter into this broadcast with prayer on today, because we definitely need God. We need him to show up and to show out, because he's a mighty God. He's an awesome God, and he's the answer. He's the only one that can do it. We're falling away from the things of God. We're falling away from the voice of God, and he's giving us instructions, and he's teaching us how to fight. He's telling us what to do. We do not have to continue to walk a walk of defeat. God said he's tired of his church walking defeated. You will not be defeated. This is what God is saying. You will not be defeated. So, Father God, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. Lord, I ask that you put the words in my mouth, Eagle God, that your Holy Ghost rise up even right now, that it may lead the people to deliverance, oh God, through your word, oh Father God, because your word is living, your word is true, and your word cannot lie, God. I ask you right now to touch everyone out there that need a deliverance on today, oh God. Everyone that will hear these words, oh Father God. Lord, prick their heart, oh God. Lord, help them, oh Father God. Help their understanding right now, oh Father God, that they may understand, oh Father God, the things of the Spirit. So open up their mind, their heart. Open up their eyes, oh God. Open up their ears right now that they may hear your voice, oh Father God. That they, oh Father God, may at the end of this broadcast seek your face even more, oh God. Lord, dwell with them, oh Father God. Lord, surround them with your mercy, your grace, oh Father God, your love, oh Father God, your agape love, oh Father God. Lord, we can't do it without you, God. We can't do it without your Spirit. So we invite your Holy Ghost right now, oh God, to come to dwell within me, oh Father God, to stir up right now. We call on Holy Ghost fire right now to destroy the works of Satan, oh God, in our life, Lord. We need you. We can't do it without you, oh Father God. So, Lord, open up their understanding on tonight that they may know how to fight, that they may go to war, oh, Father God, with Satan right now that is in their life, that they may know how to pray, oh, God, that they may know how to fast, that they may know how to war in the Spirit, oh, Father God. Teach them, oh, God. Give us wisdom. Pour it out right now, oh, Father God, according to your word, because your word is true. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, amen. We pray, amen. God's word is true. I'm here to let you know on tonight, many of us is not falling back on God's word. And I want to just get our mind on Jesus. So, you know, I'm going to play something for us. Hallelujah. I'm going to play something for us because I'm going to play Jesus Is Real by John P. Key. And is Jesus real? Jesus is so real, you know. And Satan gonna find out. Satan already know how real Jesus is, but he's gonna know that the Jesus that dwell within you, that the power that dwell within you that is given to you through the name of Christ Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost, he's going to know, hallelujah. He is going to know. So we're going to go ahead and play this, and we'll be right back. Out here, a lot of us don't even believe that there is a Satan. A lot of us don't even believe that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, that we're dealing with demonic spirits in our life. We're dealing with demons that's trying to come to kill, steal, and destroy. And God want to open up your eyes just to that on tonight, on today. And he want you to know, hallelujah, that you have power and that you're able to obtain power if you don't have the power to fight the fight within the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost. He said when you have the Holy Ghost, you have power. And so we're going to get into it. We have to stop playing with Satan. You know, so many of us, we're playing with Satan. He's nothing to play with. Satan is, he's not a joke, you know, especially when you have no power. And you're playing and you're allowing him and open up doors and you're acting like the things of God is not true, like it's not there, like he don't exist. You know, we're walking around as though demons don't exist. We learn to coexist with them. God said the church is coexisting with demons when he's called us to go out into the world and to cast out demons. He called us to go to destroy the work of Satan. But so many of us is afraid to speak on the topic. So many people are afraid to deal with the topic. Maybe it's because it's that we're lacking the Holy Ghost. Because, see, when we have the Holy Ghost, we have the boldness. We have authority. We have no fear. And I hear a lot of people saying they don't want to really get into deliverance because they do not want to open up doors to the demonic. But if you are filled with the Holy Ghost and you know you're walking in the ways of God, you know, we don't have to worry about Satan because the Bible said that we have power and authority over every power of Satan. So this is, we want to come into a place where we're walking in our power, in our authority, and we have to stop playing with Satan. We have to stop playing on the dark side. You know, it's not a game. You know, they're open with it now. You know, witches don't care. Warlocks don't care. They let you know that they're a witch. They let you know they're a warlock. They let you know that they're against you. It's very visible. It's not like before, back in the day, where, you know, the Holy Ghost really had to reveal that's a witch. They're going to tell you they're a witch. They're going to perform as a witch. They're going to show their fruits. They're not going to hide it. God said in this season, the witches and the warlocks, you know, Satan, he's not hiding. His army is not hiding. His troops is not hiding. God said, for they are uniform. He said, but his army is mightier. His army is much stronger. You better choose whose side you're going to be on. I'm on the Lord's side because that's the winning side. For he's given us power and authority already. Don't let Satan deceive you. See, Satan he's very crafty, the Bible says. He's crafty. He's a deceiver. If he was able to deceive one-third of the angels, and they were in heaven with God. They were in God's presence. And Satan deceived one-third of the angels. What makes you think that he's not going to come to deceive you? Possible, God said. So don't let him deceive you because he deceived one-third of the heavenly host to follow him. He deceived one-third. Keep that in mind. So don't let him deceive you. The angels was in heaven and was deceived. With God, they knew who God was. So don't be fool to think that demons are not still roaming this earth. Demons are disembodied spirits who is trying to embody your body, trying to enter into your body. Because we're blind to the fact that they still exist, they're having easy access into our life and into our homes because we do not want to read our word. We don't want to pray. We don't want to get into the things of God. We don't want to walk as God tells us to walk in this power. And so we definitely don't hear too much about, you know, the Holy Spirit. we don't hear too much about dealing in the spirit realm. But see, God's word take us all through the spirit realm. Demons is real. But we're going to know to cast them out on today. We're going to know that we have power over the demonic. You know, even demons, you know, according to the Bible, they're possessing animals, huh? So you have to be very careful in this season. We got to watch over our children. Children are being oppressed and possessed by demons, just like it was in the Bible. But he wants to deceive you. Don't you understand that the devil is only out to destroy your life? He's here to kill, steal, and destroy. So you're taking a dangerous chance not to serve God. You're taking a dangerous chance not to surrender your life. Because Satan's job, he want to pull you back. He want to pull you back into, you know, the old ways, the old things. Because he don't want you to believe. He don't want you to trust in God's word. And we read it every day. We read it all the time that we have power. We as saints know that we have power. We as saints know that there are certain things that will open up doors to the demonic. But yet and still, we still do it. We still live, you know, a life of hatred and unforgiveness and, you know, these things. We live according to the ways of this world. And we know the way. So the Bible says, look, woe to the one that know the way. They know to do right, but they still do wrong. So God is talking. He said, look, you know the way. You know that I told you, you have power over the power of Satan. But will we walk in it? And we're going to get into the word because we're going to hear what God has to say about it, because we are called as Christians to go out and set people free. When he said, and when he sent the disciples out, he sent his people out, he sent them out with power. And they cast out demons. And they said in the word that the demons submitted. The demons submitted. The demons submit. They submitted to Jesus. They knew who he was. He said, we know who you are. They submitted. They bowed. They submitted. They knew who he was. Get in the word tonight. And just see what the word has to say, because we have to be free. The Bible said that we perish from a lack of knowledge. We got to get the fullness of the book, because if we don't teach about the demonic influence and possession and just bring awareness to it and what is going on in the world today, because it's so open, you can go out to the mall and you see them reading palms. They are selling crystal balls and sage, and they got a whole section in one store, in the bookstore. I think it's Barnes & Noble, one of them bookstores with all witchcraft stuff, witch books and all types of darkness, and they have their own sections. Then you got other stores where they sell witch kits and all this other potions, and it is out there. They're selling the crystal balls, and they're not hiding these things anymore. They're not burning the witches on the stakes anymore. They're not burning them like they're not. No, the witches is free. The witches are free to do what they want to do. The witches is in our churches on today, and God said He's bringing deliverance back. He's opening up, because we got to relax. We're too relaxed. God said, God people, and I'm talking to God people, because there's some people out there that want to be set free and delivered. There's some children out there that need to be set free, but they can't be set free if we don't know the word. They can't be set free. If we don't bring them to Christ, they will not be set free. But we bind it up on today. We bind up every dark spirit over our children on today. They shall be set free and delivered from possession and oppression. Our children shouldn't be walking around depressed. Our children shouldn't be walking around sad. Not our children. We bind it up in the name of Jesus.
our children, and we don't even know it. We don't even understand what is going on. We're allowing spirits to come into our homes and attack and oppress and enter our children because we're opening up our kids to so much. So the Bible clearly states that kids also have to be delivered. They were bringing their children to Christ to be delivered, to the disciples to be delivered and set free from demonic possession and oppression. I remember I was preaching in this preaching from one of my aunts, you know, sleep in peace. My aunt Teresa, Pastor Ross, but she was she used to have these wonderful services, outreach services for the community right in the hood, and she would have these services. And one, you know, time she asked me to come and preach, and as I was preaching, this little girl just started screaming, and you know, and the demons begin to manifest right there in the child. And her mother was saying how the child has been suffering with this demon for a very long time. So we have to understand that it is out there. They're out there, but God said that we have power and we have authority to cast them. So we have to, as leaders, we cannot allow Satan to wreak havoc when the Bible say that I've given you power and authority, and we got to walk in this. So we're going to talk about demon possession. We're going to talk about oppression. We're going to talk about these things and bring awareness, because God, there is in the word of God, and he taught the disciples. He took them aside and he taught them about these things, and he sent them out to destroy the work of Satan. That's what he did. And, when they went out, they came back saying, look, even the demons are subject unto me. They submitted unto me under your name, in the name of Jesus. And then you would have some that would go out and talk about, well, you know, trying to cast them out in the name of Paul. In the name, no, you cast it out in the name of Jesus. They have to flee. Demons got to flee in the name. That's the power. It's not in our name. It's not in because we're mighty and because we're great, but because God is great and his power is great. And he gave it to us for a reason. People are oppressed. People are depressed. And it is time out. Said that his church has to be empowered with the power of the Holy Ghost. He's not coming back for a church with no power. God said, I'm going to empower my people. Satan, you're not going to destroy your people. You're not going to destroy your church. You're not going to destroy your children. Because we are being awoke. We know what the word's saying. We're walking in the word, and we're releasing the word over our house, over our children, over our school, when they come and when they go. We see you. We see you, Satan, and we bind you up in the name of Jesus. It will not work against our children. It will not work against our parents. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray right now even for the parents, because see, Satan, number one, attacking, especially if you know you're a child of God. He's coming after your kids. Satan comes after your kids. He came after my kids. He's still coming after my kids. And so that's why we got to put the seed of God in them. That's why we got to teach them how to pray. We got to teach them how to rebuke Satan. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. That put the words, hallelujah, on their heart. Hallelujah. Plant the seeds, hallelujah, inside of our children, that when they get older, hallelujah, they won't stray from the truth. They know the truth. We don't have to worry about sending their kids to school and the teachers teaching them about homosexuality, because we taught them at home that it was wrong. We taught them in church that it is a sin. So we shouldn't have to worry about, oh, you know, get upset about what the school is teaching them, because as a child, I knew certain things just was not right. When they was teaching me certain things in history, I said, oh, no, that ain't true. I didn't have to receive that into my spirit. So we have to teach the children not to receive everything, hallelujah, in their spirit. I was looking at a TikTok, and it was talking about how the little kids had the clubs with the cult clubs and the devil worshiping clubs and all. You know how the schools have the little clubs. And I said, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Lord, cover our kids. Cover them in the blood right now. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Every satanic club, every satanic worship place right now, in the name of Jesus, Jesus is against it. Power of God is against it. The fire of God come to burn it down. Every altar, every false altar, every altar that look like God altar, got to come down in the name of Jesus. And you got to walk and you got to talk. You got to tear these things down in the spiritual realm because we're in a spiritual fight. It is not a natural fight. Even though it seems as though it's a natural thing, no, it's all spirit. God said it's what's in the spirit. It's what we don't see. It's what you don't see. It's time for us to walk upright in the spirit that we will see. And we're going to stop giving room to Satan in our life. We're going to stop giving room to Satan in our mind because Satan want our mind to be the battlefield. But God said, no, your mind ain't going to be the battlefield because your mind is filled with peace. Your mind is filled with the word. Hallelujah. So no, we're not going to allow Satan into our mind. We're not going to allow that to be the battlefield. Hallelujah. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. Your mind is not the Our mind is not the battlefield. We have peace. We got to lay down and have sweet sleep, saith the Lord. Yeah, the angels. God said the angels. He's giving us angels charge. He's going to take charge over us. Well, let's get into the word and see what saith the Lord, because he said, I have a word. Hallelujah, for you today. It's a word of freedom, a word of deliverance, a word of empowerment. He's going to empower his people because Satan think he won. Satan think he got some of us, but he don't. He is a liar. He is defeated on today through the word of God because God's word is true. God's word is as sharp as a two-edged sword. So we're pulling out our sword on tonight, and we're going to devour Satan. We're going to chop him up into little pieces in the spirit realm. He going to back up off your family. He going to back up off your finances. He going to back up out off your church, out of your life in the name of mighty Jesus. When we get done, we're going to be empowered. Hallelujah. Even more anointed, even more fed, even more fire. Saith the Lord. Lord, I pray right now that the fire of God come down like never before. Hallelujah. Burn up everything that's not like God. Ignite the fire right now in the name of Jesus. God, you're a mighty God, and there's nothing that you can't do, for your word is true. In James 2:19, he said, thou believest that there is one God, thou do as well. He said, if you believe that there is one God, you do as well. He said, the devil also believed and trembled. So it's more than just believing, because the devil, he know who God is. See, he believe who God is and tremble. We walking around with no fear. We have no fear of God, but the demons was pleading with Jesus. We ain't pleading. We walking around like, oh, you know, it's all sweet that we don't got to walk in the ways of God. And this is how we are allowing Satan to come. Hallelujah. We got to pick a side. We got to pick a side this day. He said, because even the demons believe and they tremble. So are we trembling when it comes to God? He said, look, the beginning was in the fear of God. Do we have the fear of God in us? The fear of God to say, Lord, let your will be done. He said, Matthew 12:43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeketh rest, and find none. And after that, he come back. If he find no rest, and he come back and see that the house is wasn't clean, he said he's going to bring seven more demons. Worse. than the worse than the first one. He's going to bring even more that is going to be worse. So we can't play with God. We can't play with the deliverance. He said when the unclean spirit is going out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest. He's seeking rest. And if he find none, he's going to come right back. This is what God says. And we bind it up. You won't find rest in my temple. You won't find rest in my house. Why? Because it's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, it can't dwell where the Holy Ghost is at. You can't be possessed where the Holy Ghost dwells. Know this. 2 Peter 2:4. For if God spared not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness, he said, to be reserved unto judgment. He said, so look, he said, he cast them out. He said, he spared them not. Some of these demons are bound up right now in chains of darkness. That's what he said. Look, he said, but I cast them down to hell and delivered them to chains of darkness. The Bible talks about to be reserved until judgment. So these demons, they waiting on judgment. Their day is coming. It's no repentance. It's no rest for these demons. That's why they want to find rest within you. They have no body, embodied spirits that's roaming around trying to get into anything. Anything. Mark 9:29. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but praying and fasting. Come on now. Bingo. We have to have a life of praying. You're not casting no demons out of you. Your life is not full of prayer. You got to pray. You got to have a prayed up life. You have to have the empowerment of the Holy Ghost through the fasting. You got to be empowered by God. So some of these things ain't moving. If they're not moving, God said a little bit more prayer, a little bit fasting. I was I'm always looking at TikTok. I don't know, I love TikTok. But anyway, one of the preachers that I always look at, I forget her name, but she was talking about God gave her a message, and God said that starting July the 1st, we must pray 3 times a day. I was like, well, wow, we should be praying. You know, praying without ceasing. He already told what type of prophecy is that. Because in the book, the Bible, and I ain't coming against the prophecy, because it may be true. God wants us to pray more. God wants us to do more. We ain't praying the way that we ought to be praying. But she said, for every day, pray 3 times a day. So make sure you're praying. Make sure you're going before God in prayer. You're not bothering God. My husband always said, you're always bothering God. We're praying all the time. You know, Pat, me and Pastor Tyquay, we be on the phone and we be praying. And, you know, sometimes God just be on us and we're constantly praying. Hallelujah, season of prayer. And we're going to get back into the season of prayer. Hallelujah, because prayer is powerful. Maybe the next show we're going to talk about prayer and the power of prayer because it's powerful. Fasting and praying, oh, my gosh, is one of the greatest weapons. One of the greatest weapons, Mark 3:11. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. They know who he is. He said they fell down before him. Worship. They know who he is, crying out, asking, begging him, did you come here before our time to destroy us? So unclean spirits is in this world amongst us. These are the demons. This is in Mark where they was in the legions of demons was inside of a man. And the demons spoke and they wanted to go into the pig, which is an animal. They know who God is. They know exactly who he is. That's why he said, put on the full armor, the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We got to be armored up. The Bible is saying this. I'm just reading what is in the Bible. I'm just teaching what is in the Bible, that we must be armored up, that we must be, we must, you know, have every armor, piece of armor on. He goes through all of the armors, everything that you're supposed to have, the helmet, the breastplate, the sword, all of these God is saying, we cannot let one down, lay one down, because Satan is looking. He's looking. And it says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee. That's self-deliverance right there. He says, submit yourself, therefore, to God. How do we submit ourselves to God? So once you submit yourself to God in all your ways, that Satan going to flee, God said. That's how he's going to flee. So we wonder what's the struggle, and we wonder what the problem is. But God says, submit yourself to me. He said, resist the devil. He said, submit yourself, then resist the devil. So we got to resist him. We got to tell him no. And he shall flee. Once you resist him by telling him no, he got to flee from you. Luke 8 and 2. And a certain woman with had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalena, out of whom went seven devils. So here we see again that God is calling us to cast out spirits. This woman had seven spirits, seven devils in her. So we're walking around and people have straight demons, and we entertaining the demons that is in people and not knowing that those demons, no, we wrestling, and you think we wrestling. Well, no, we wrestling with a demon. We talking to demons. And so we bind it up in the name of Jesus. We cast the demon out in the name of Jesus. They don't just come one demon. It's several demons. So you think you're dealing with somebody and they got one demon? No, it's several demons. I don't know. I never see where it's just one demon. God is saying he's empowering his people because people are going to be set free. Seven demons this woman had. The other man had a legion of demons. How much is a legion? And we walking around here like we got time. We walking around here, and people need to be set free and delivered, sitting in the hospital sick. And it ain't even, it's really a demon. They're not even sick. They got demons all up inside of them. They hurting. They in pain. And it's nothing but a demonic spirit, God said. But he's giving us power in authority, but we must go out because people want to be set free. When Jesus went out, they was coming. They followed him. People was being brought to Jesus for a healing. They were being lured through the rooftop for a healing. So God said he's given us power and he's given us authority over these demonic spirits. And we take charge today over every demonic influence, every demonic spirit. Lord, we pray that everyone that's out there that's suffering with demonic influences in their life and possessions and, you know, possessions, Lord, that someone come their way that, you know, the power of the Holy Ghost right now through our voice, right now, make freedom in the name of Jesus. See, in the name of Jesus, demons got to flee. The Bible said they flee. The Bible said they tremble, they shake, they scared. They go, they run, they hide. You ever been through a room and, you know, people are like, oh, it's demonic and you don't feel nothing because they hiding. They hiding from you. You trying to pick up demonic activity and you can't pick up nothing, but, you know, oh, it's peaceful. No, because the demons flee when the light comes. They know you coming. They knew who Peter was. They know who Paul was. They knew who they was when they came through. He know who you are. So they trying to, the demons trying to hide and disguise themselves. But God said not in this season, because every fruit shall reveal itself, whether it be good or bad. Because this is harvest season, and the fruit, hallelujah, has blossomed. And they're going to show their fruit. They can't hide it no more. They're going to show their fruit. He said a good tree can't bear bad fruit, but neither can a bad tree bear good fruit. He said it can't do it. And so God said in this season, we're going to try the spirit by the spirit to see if that spirit came from God. We're going to have to use our discernment. We're going to use our discernment. Lord, the Bible said pray for increase of your discernment, that God may give you discernment, that you may know, that we may not be deceived that is walking this earth, that we may not get caught up in everyday life and in this world and thinking that if we call ourselves a Christian, that Satan ain't here to kill, steal, and destroy us. He going to try to do that until the coming back of Christ. That's why Christ sent us back the Holy Ghost. That's why we have the power. He said, I've given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and by no means shall anything harm you. That's what the Bible say. I'm not making none of this up. God want to free us from demonic oppression. He wants to empower us so that we can go out and that we can deliver people that are being oppressed by demonic spirits. That God want them to be able to serve him and worship him in spirit and in truth. These people are not crazy. These people are not mentally disturbed, but they have demons. And God said that we need to walk, hallelujah, through the area that the demons may tremble, hallelujah, and that the demons may flee, hallelujah. This is what God is saying. He's going to send you out. And then he sent them out. I was hearing God say, go, go, go. And my brother, he called me today, and he gave me the same, yesterday, gave me the same word. He said, God said, just go. He just kept on saying, just go, 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 go. Go, go out into the world. Go out into the world. This is what God is saying. He's going to empower. He's going to raise up a remnant that's not afraid of Satan. A remnant. But we got to be very careful when we're walking and we're dealing with demons, that we have no open doors ourselves, because we don't want to be like those brothers in the Bible where the demons jumped on us. Huh? So we got to be very careful. And like the beginning of the show, I was saying, we can't play with the demonic. We can't play with these spirits, because there's nothing to be played with, God said. He said, but we can surely destroy them. We surely can abolish these demons. They're under our feet. That's what God is saying to us on today. On today, be not afraid. Be not afraid of the demonic. But don't play with it either. He said, don't play with it either. Don't play with it. Matthew 10:1. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Come on, man. That wraps it up. He said, look, he gave the disciples. He said, and when he called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits. You're a disciple. We are disciples. He taught them, and then he empowered them to go out to do what he called and he created them to do. As a believer, all of us is called to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. As a believer, we are called to go out into this dark world and be a light. So, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will not continue to attack God's children, because God's children is being empowered right now. God's children is treading over you right now. You're under their feet right now. In the name of Jesus, where they are covered and they are protected. For the blood of Christ Jesus is against you, Satan. For they are covered with the blood of Christ Jesus. He still lives. His blood still lives. His blood is still active. It's power in the blood. It's power to heal. It's power to deliver. It's power to be set free. It's power to be redeemed in the blood of Christ Jesus. That's why his blood was shed on Calvary for me and for you. His death was not in vain. His death was not in vain. But best and believe, on the third day he rose again with all power. He rose again. He yet still lived. He is not dead. And he's coming back with an army strong. And it's going to be the day I can't wait. I won't be fighting with him. I'm going to be fighting with Jesus. I'm going to be on his side. Will you be on his side? Will you choose this day who you going to serve? What side you on? What side are we really on? That's what he's saying. He want to empower us. We got promises that he promised us. But right now we can't focus on the promises of God because Satan is waging war in our life. And God said in this season he's going to teach your hands to war. He's going to teach you the things that you need to do to push back Satan. And not forget push him back to destroy him. He said, because these enemies you will see no more. You're worrying about people, but God said, vengeance is mine. He gonna deal with that. But you still fight a fight in the spiritual realm, on your knees, reading your word, living the life, being empowered, speaking in authority. As the Bible says, we got to walk. We got to look at the people of God and what God called them to do and what God said to them and what Jesus, how he walked. He said, they said he taught with authority, and they was astonished of how he talked. We can't be afraid of the gospel. We can't be afraid to speak what saith the Lord. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. He said, it's for their good. It's for the deliverance. Hallelujah. This word is for the deliverance. This word is not to bring nobody down. This word is not to make anybody feel condemned. Hallelujah. But this word is to empower you on tonight to know who you are in Christ Jesus, because he loved you. He loved you, and he wants you to walk in your power. He wants you to destroy Satan. He wants you to know that you have the power. It is not always going to be easy. Warfare is not always easy, but know this. We got power over him. It can be, but we're human, so we feel the impact sometimes. Feel the impact. We feel the blows. We feel the persecution. We feel the attacks, yes. We're going to feel all of that, but keep your mind on Christ. Keep your mind and your eyes towards the prize. Don't lose focus. Don't allow Satan. He's looking for the fear. He's looking for fear in you, and he's coming. That's why God isn't giving us the spirit of fear. You have dogs, they say, oh, dogs can tell when you're scared. Satan can tell when you're afraid. That's an open door. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Satan won't back us down. We're going to back Satan down. We back Satan up. We're not giving Satan no room in our mind anymore, for our mind is not the battlefield, God said. We bind that up. Our mind is not on tonight. Our mind is filled with peace. Filled with peace. God said peace on tonight. Peace on tonight. He wants us to have peace. Peace in our homes. Peace on our jobs. Come on. Peace, peace everywhere that we go. We want our children. We want our children to have peace. When they go to school, when they sleep. I'm just looking up this scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank you. God is awesome. He is awesome. We shall have peace. We shall have peace. We shall have peace. The Bible says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts thee. So your mind, Satan got it loose. Satan got it loose. Satan got to loose your mind. He said, God has given us power over Satan. He gave us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. In a sound mind. So long. No. Depression got to go. That's you know, all these things in the mind rushing and, you know, all of these things. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, we thank you. Lord, you have given us perfect peace. Perfect peace on today. On tonight. Come on, let's go. We're going to deal with the mind. Before we go a little bit. Our mind, we're going to be free in our mind. Romans 12:2. He said, and he's not confirmed. He said, and be not confirmed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So again, no. We bind that up. We bind that saying up. I don't know. God said we got to bind this saying up. That's of the devil. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. He said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of God. This is what the word said. James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he shall flee. So we're going to get free in the mind. That's what God said. It's in the mind. He said, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Come on, our battle is not in the mind, but it's spiritual. It's a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. I'm going real fast because I'm almost done, but I want to get these scriptures out there. We're releasing it. This is our sword on tonight. He won't mess with our mind no more. Satan, you can't have our mind. You can't have our peace in the name of Jesus. You got to loose their mind in the name of Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. Isaiah 26:3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth thee. We trust God on today. 2
Corinthians 10 and 5, casting down imaginations. It seems I'm reading some of the same ones over, but I'm going to keep on reading. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Come on now. John 8, 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So on the truth setting us free on tonight, Philippians 4 and 8, finally, brother, whosoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Romans 8 and 37, he said, nah, in all things we are more than conquered through him that loved us. You are a conqueror. We're not defeated, saith the Lord. Mark 4 and 24, and he said unto them, take heed what you hear, with what measure you make, it shall be measured to you, and unto you that hear shall more be given. Come on. Come on. We're dealing with the mind tonight. Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Galatians 1 and 13, he hath delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So we're not in darkness anymore. He delivered us from the power of darkness. So again, It's a such thing as the power of darkness. We can be in a dark place. But God said he had delivered us from that place. Romans 8 and 13, and I'm almost done. He said, for if you live after the flesh, you should die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Let me slow down. I'm just trying to hurry up and get through these scriptures. God says, slow down. 3 and 9. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Come on, let's read that again. Whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. So when the seed of God is in you, you can't sin. According to the word of God, he said, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. He said, Proverbs 16 and 18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Revelations 1 and 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angels unto his servant John. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on going. Luke 4 and 18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive and recovering of all sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. This is what God is saying. This is what God has called us to do. 1 John 4 and 1, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Come on. God is doing, he want to get these things. These are renewing your mind. I'm doing this to renew mine. Hallelujah. To renew minds. The new mind. New mind. You have a new mind. This is how we renew mind, God said. He said, what are we reading the scriptures? Because God said, I'm renewing your mind as I'm reading the scriptures, Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then, if God be for us, who can be against us? Nobody. He said, nobody, nobody, nobody. 1 John 10 and 10, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 8 and 44, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abide not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Satan is the father of lies. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let him draw you away from God. Josiah 1 and 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whatsoever thou go. Come on, this is what God renewed mine. Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So look, come on, God is renewing minds on today. He's strengthening these words of strength on today. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. This is going to be my last scripture. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. I already read this in every eye. Thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought, hallelujah, to the obedience of Christ. And I want you to be blessed on tonight and be set free. And I just want to go out with prayer. Thank everybody for tuning in to NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio on this evening. And we thank everybody also that is going to be listening in the future. We definitely appreciate everybody. And we thank Pastor Tyquasia Goss, who also has a show called Kingdom Talk. It comes on at 7:30. It comes on right before my show. So definitely tune into her teaching. It's powerful and it's mighty. But Lord, I thank you on tonight for just being in the midst, Lord. I ask right now that the word that was released, oh, Father God, that it would minister to them even after this broadcast, oh, Father God, that it would touch their heart, oh, God. I pray that their minds was renewed right now, oh, Father God, through your word, oh, Father God. I pray that they were strengthened, oh, Father God. Lord, and I ask you right now that you know them, oh, Father God, inside and out, oh, Father God. Lord, whatever they're dealing with in the demonic, oh, Father God, empower them, oh, Father God. Give them instructions, oh, Father God. Give them the words and the prayer to say, oh, Father God, to combat the things of Satan, to combat the things that Satan is coming to do to destroy them, oh, Father God. Put the power right now in their mouth because the power of life and death is in the tongue, oh, Father God. They have power and authority, oh, Father God. God, let them walk in it, oh, Father God, for you have given us power over every power of Satan, oh, Father God. So, Lord, empower your people right now, oh, Father God. Renew their mind knowing that they are walking with you, oh, Father God, that Satan have no control over their mind right now, oh, Father God. Lord, we pray that they will have peace, oh, Father God, from this day on, oh, Father God, that they are trusting your word and leading your word, oh, Father God, that they won't lean toward their own understanding, but they'll lean towards your word, oh, Father God. They'll stand on your truth, oh, Father God, for the truth shall set them free, oh, Father God. The truth right now, oh, Father God, is being released, oh, Father God, into this world, oh, Father God, that people may not be deceived right now, oh, God. So release your spirit of truth right now, oh, God, and we bind up deception right now, oh, Father God, that they won't be deceived, oh, Father God, that they won't be blind, oh, Father God. Open blind eyes that they shall see, oh, God. Deaf ears that they shall hear your voice, oh, Father God, and a stranger voice they shall not follow. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we pray, amen. And God bless everybody, and we'll be back next week. This show is called The Word because I speak the word. Hallelujah. God has given me, hallelujah, instructions. He said, Pastor Thea, just speak my word. Speak my word. Hallelujah. So that is what I'm called to do, and that's why this show is called The Word, because it's based on God's word. So God bless you, and we'll be back next Sunday.
8:30 to 9:30. God bless. Thank you. Into the Word on NDO Kingdom Gospel Radio. God bless and good night.